Welcome to Dirt Doctor Radio. Here's your host, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. We've got the phone lines loading up now, but when you hear somebody hang up, you can call me at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I don't know if we've got a winner on the mystery photograph of the on the website, the one that we do on a weekly basis, because my office doesn't know what the name of the plant is, and I didn't get around to sending it yet because I was working on the Nelly, identify the breed mix of Nelly, the adopted dog. We've got a lot of activity on Facebook already. There's already 30-something people that have guessed what the mix is, and I rebooted it, and now it goes through. So if yours isn't going through all the photographs there, just reboot, just kind of get out of Facebook, go back into it, and then the slideshow worked fine. It locked up like that for me twice, so it may do it for other people as well. But if it does, it just get out of it and go back to it, and you can see the photographs. We'll get those same photographs put on the website, and maybe even do it in a newsletter too, so everybody has an opportunity to make a guess, see her. Some of the guesses so far are pretty interesting, I'll have to say. Let's see what I need to do before we go back to the phones. Probably nothing. Let's just go talk to Nick in Chandler, Texas. Nick?
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I'm doing well. You in Chandler, Texas?
Yes, sir. Chandler, Texas. About 8 miles from Tyler.
All right. I'm from Pittsburgh, so I know exactly where you are.
All right. You sure do. I moved in here 2 years ago, and my house is right in the middle of a five-acre pasture.
Okay.
No idea what was here before. Lots of nice trees and stuff. I've had Tyson come down and look through the property and stuff. But the main problem I've got right now is I'm trying to get flower beds and stuff ready and bloom spots ready for next spring. The gentleman that lived here before had started. We got mostly, it's like 90% sand, a little bit of clay down here. It's almost all sand.
Yeah.
And he tilled up some areas for flower beds and vegetable spots. But what he did was he laid down quite a bit of compost, mm-hmm. and then he put native wood chips. There's an area, there's a city down here, grinds up all the broken tree limbs and stuff, and they'll just come dump it in your yard for you.
Good.
But he put down the compost, and then he put down the wood chips, and then he put about 6 or 8 inches of compost on top of that. And from listening to you before, I think that's backwards, isn't it? Aren't the wood chips supposed to be on top?
They're a better mulch, and they are left in a pile to break down into compost. If he buried them, you're going to have a little bit of maybe of nitrogen tie, but not a whole lot, because if it was tree trimmings from living trees, there's a lot of protein in that material. It would have been,
some of them were living, some of them were dead. It's
a mix.
Yeah. But no, he did bury him. There's a good 6-8 inches of compost on top of the wood chips. And I don't know what to do with that. Should I just till all of that together?
Yes, that's exactly what you should
do.
Yeah, I'd till it all together. And if you mix it all, do you have a pretty good tiller that can go down 8 inches or so?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got a really good gem up tiller. It's a rear tine. It'll get down a good foot.
No, that's great. Do that. Add some dry molasses or some kind of organic fertilizer or both to it, so you're putting a little bit more protein in with it. Till it together, and I think you'll be off and running. I don't think you'll have a problem at all.
Okay, so when I start to plant, no matter how the wood chips look or whatever, just leave them like they are. However it tills up, just leave it like that.
I think so. I think they'll
break on top of it.
Yeah,
right?
I think they'll break down fine. But I don't want you to leave that layer. You want to mix.
I know. There's three distinct layers right now. There's a good healthy layer of compost on the bottom, because I dug about a 2 foot hole,
yeah,
about 2 foot deep before I got down to the sand, and he really tilled this stuff up and really went to work on it. But there's a good 6 or 8 inches. There's the compost, and there's 6 or 8 inches of wood chips, and then there's another 6 or 8 inches of compost on top of that. I mean, it looks great, you know. I mean, it looks really good, but I was just afraid that I'm going to run into some trouble when I start putting in my vegetables and my, especially my flower garden, because, you know, those things don't come cheap, and you want to make sure once you put them in that they're going to thrive. So,
well, I don't know for an absolute certainty, but I'd till it all together with some molasses and organic fertilizer in the mix, and then plant away, and I don't think you're going to have a problem.
Okay, I appreciate it. But I thought from listening to you that he kind of did that in reverse or back.
It would have been better to leave the wood chips on top. But if you till it all together, I think there's enough balance in the shredded tree trimmings, enough protein and carbon mixture there that where it's not going to be a big problem.
Okay, and as time goes by and it's compost a little bit more, if we start having problems with unwanted weeds or whatever coming up, is it okay to go ahead and put the wood chips, more wood chips around the areas that you don't want stuff to grow in?
On the surface, you bet. Sure.
On the surface? Okay. Oh. Yeah. Well, listen, Howard, thank you. That answered my question completely. Y'all have a great day.
All right. Get to work.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
I'll see you later. Let's see what Diane's up to in Nebraska. Hi, Diane.
Good morning, Howard. It's a pleasure to speak with you again.
Well, thanks for calling.
Sure. I'm calling, first off, about my thornless blackberry. The canes just don't live through the winter. I'm assuming they're getting too cold. I don't know, maybe Nebraska's too cold for these.
Well, it's a cold place, that's for sure. As you know, I would do a couple of things. I'd cut some of them down all the way to the ground and mulch over the top of them. And I would leave some up to where you're leaving some of the year-old canes above ground, you know, there, and then build up the mulch, the shredded mulch, or use a clean hay real deep, you know, so you're protecting them some from the really bitter cold. And I think one of those two techniques will give you some pretty good production.
Okay, I'll give that a try. I'd like to mention, you had a fellow call in earlier about dahlias and if they were edible.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to mention that on Mother Earth News, they even talk about dahlias being edible and using them for bread and all kinds of things.
Yeah, I kind of thought that was the case, but I hate to throw something out when I'm not absolutely positive about eating something, you know. So
years ago, when I first started on the internet, it was just such an overload of information. I was on a dahlia forum, and I could not believe what people were doing with dahlias.
Well, that's interesting. It's going to make me look into it a little bit more. It's one plant I haven't grown that much and need to do it more.
Yeah, I grow them every year.
Well,
thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Diane. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, a lot of interesting calls and tips coming in today. Let me make a note of that so I'll look into that more, and we might use some of Mother Earth's information and do a newsletter ourselves on that. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here's Richard in Arlington. Hey, Richard.
Yes, sir. Well, we have several homes that we've all been talking to each other, and we're having squirrels and other animals trying to get in and getting into the attics.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if the chili pepper mixture that I've forgotten the recipe for, but that you used to tell people about sprinkling into your flower beds to keep animals out, is that something that we could sprinkle around on the attic insulation and through the whole attic and put a repelling force as we're continuing to cover up holes and finding holes?
Well, it'll work on the raccoons. I don't know if it'll work that well on the rats. We had, several years ago, Judy and I had this cutest little family of little faces peering down at us through the vents you've ever seen of raccoons in our attic. the first thing you have to do in that situation is take the vents off so you leave some openings for them to be able to get out. And then we sprayed the hot pepper and dusted. I think we did both in this case. And they got out of there. They got away from it. And then you reseal it. And rats will do it to a degree, but rats are just a lot more, they're just tougher to repel. They'll sometimes be repelled at first by hot pepper and then later on not. So you may have to put some live traps, trap them for a while, put some baits without the snap traps in it, in there, yeah. And then load the snap traps later and kill them. A combination of the two and then the repellent long-term is the way to go. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, because I got to run for a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Righty, Howard back with you. And telephone number is 866-444-3478. We've got a lot of people already chiming in on Facebook to name the breed mix, to identify the breed mix, guess it, of Nelly, our new dog. And it's fun. There's some really good guesses coming in. Some of them surprise me and some of them don't at all. It's Ed's turn, Royce City. Hello, Ed.
How you doing, Howard?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Well, that's a good thing. I've got not a problem, but I just need some direction.
Okay.
My daughter she has access to some contractor overflow trees.
Okay.
And she gave me a couple of small leaf magnolias.
All right.
That I want to put in the ground this week if I can. And some of them, I think one of them I noticed had a little bark scar on it where they'd skin it or something. Just need to see if I can get you to tell me which way to go with that.
Well, the tree trunk goop is what I'd recommend highly. It's a mixture that it's three things with water mixed in it and make a kind of a mud plaster mix. And it's compost, soft rock phosphate, and natural diatomaceous earth.
Okay.
There's not a commercial product out there that's that formula, so you'll have to buy those materials, mix them together a third, equal amounts of each, add water, and it turns into kind of a off-white mud, and you just slather it on any kind of an injury to a woody plant. It's remarkable how it heals and helps the callusing get started and really quickly cover. It also feeds the plant through the bark tissue. If you can't find soft rock phosphate, that'll be the hardest of the three ingredients to find. You can use any rock phosphate. The other regular rock phosphate will be more gritty, but it'll still work to some degree. But you can also use fireplace ashes instead.
This is one tree, and they're about 10 foot tall.
Okay.
And, of course, I have to move them around with the tractor. They're in big containers.
Mm-hmm.
But this one scar that I noticed looks like it's a little, got a little film scabbed over it, like it's already trying to heal itself.
Well, that's fine. Go ahead and do the sig tree treatment. And if you splash on some hydrogen peroxide, just right out of the grocery store, 3% stuff, that helps to start the process.
Okay.
One other warning for you on magnolias. We did the I was the consultant for the organic program and the arborist on the big 40-acre Radio Shack project in downtown Fort Worth, and I did all the specs on the tree planting and everything, and the contractor really fought me on uncovering the flares of the magnolias. They were like, you know, we've planted a lot of trees, we know what we're doing, and they don't look like they're too deep. I said, you know, just humor me. Let's use an air spade and take the soil off. They were big container magnolias. And let's take the soil off and just see if the flares are really showing or not. We took about 8 inches of soil, 6 to 8 inches of soil off of the top of the ball in container magnolias. And they could see what I was talking about. We would have planted them, you know, 8 to 10 inches too deep in the ground if we hadn't done it. So
yeah,
that,
I've noticed on these the flares seem to be pretty pronounced in the bucket, but I've always kind of watched that.
Yeah,
I listen to you all the time. So.
Take a brush and really work on it. It's better to be too exposed than not exposed enough. Okay,
I understand.
All right.
Anything special I need to put in as a fertilizer or whatever?
No, just the soil that comes out of the hole, nice, wide, ugly hole, rough-sided hole, and put your amendments on the surface after you've settled the soil with water and got it all leveled out. Don't build the little watering rings or do any of that stuff. You can put some Garrett juice as the last part of the watering in. It'll function as a root stimulator, and then just put a thin layer of compost, not any on the flare, of course, and organic fertilizer program and start the basic program. That's all you need to do.
All right. Well, I do the organic fertilizing, so.
Okay.
Tried to be that way, but appreciate it.
You're in good shape. You said they were small leafed. Are these the little gem magnolia?
Didn't give me a name. She just said I got big leaf and small leaf.
Okay. The little secret that's out there, there's a lot of people that do gardening talk that say that the small leaf magnolias don't get to be as big a trees. They only get half as big. That's not correct. They get big, just as big. They just grow a little bit slower. So be sure to think about that when you plant them, and not plant them too close unless you're going to espalier them and do a whole lot of trimming on them. They will eventually get very big.
Now, these do have branches all the way nearly to the ground.
That's the normal way they grow. So you can trim them up to have a different look if you want to, but that's not what the tree would prefer.
Would it be best to leave those there?
Yeah, especially on new young trees. We call it trashy trunk. If you leave the lower limbs, it actually will help develop bigger trunk caliper diameter and a stronger root system and everything, even if you eventually plan on cutting them away. Leaving them for the first 2 years is always a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been over to look at them. I hadn't picked them up yet from her place. So
okay. All right. Good luck.
That, so appreciate the info.
Thanks, Ed.
Have a good day.
You too. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com
and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day, I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Ooh, loud birds flying in. One quick thing for you. I'll be right back to the phones because we're loaded here. But one of the new bits of research that we just put on Torque on Texas Organic Research Center.org, hydrogen peroxide and nitric acid were used together and came up with some good results on controlling bacterial wilt in tomato plants. You know, people are saying that I'm a bad boy for recommending that the hydrogen peroxide will do some of the wonderful things that it does as part of the overall program that we recommend. And this is some of the hard research that's available. It's on the TORC site. If you go to DirtDoctor.com, right at the top of the page, by the red button that's up there that takes you to the information on how to donate to TORC and help with that by buying some of the books and getting involved in the Organic Club of America and all that, there's a little button there that says TORC, TORC. That takes you to Texas Organic Research Center, the 501c3, and it's you know, we're putting more and more of that kind of information on the sites. There's negative stuff about the things that we don't recommend. There's positive things about the things that we do recommend. The critics often will say we have no data to back up this organic program that we recommend, but we got a bunch of it. And just common sense is the most important thing, and the anecdotal stuff is even more powerful than the hardcore science in a lot of cases. Here's Maggie in Fort Worth. Is this our Maggie friend?
Yes, it is.
How are you? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Well, it's certainly an unusual December.
Man, I tell you, yesterday was shorts. I'm wearing shorts. I'm going out to play a golf course I've never played this afternoon, and I am in shorts and a short-sleeve shirt, and it's bizarre. And I'm a little bit concerned because yesterday I was noticing that a lot of the plants at my place are budding out and starting to re-leaf, the roses especially, and some of the other things. My ginkgo, we've put some new photographs on that Mike has done, is in full color right now, and it may be all on the ground when I get home today.
My phone is kind of breaking up, so I'll keep my remarks short in case you have trouble hearing me.
All right.
I did some landscaping in the front yard, and we broke up a couple of the blocks of the front walk, and so it's now kind of up to odd-shaped pavers that I'm planning to put in an area and fill in around it with pea gravel.
Okay.
I would like to keep that filling with grass, and rather than putting in some kind of blend cloth, I'm wondering about just putting down borax to just kill that tries to grow there. How much would you put down to do that?
Well, using borax as a weed killer will work, Maggie, but the negative on that is that if you have too much boron in the soil, it's leachable for one thing, and it sets up a soil sterilant condition. You see what I mean? So you got to be really careful using anything that has boron in it around desirable plants. So I don't know how to tell you how much you can use safely. Borax, with boron is going to kill plants. There's no question about it.
Do you have something else you recommend? I don't want to put out a killer per se, anything, but it's an area that it should never have stuff growing there. I want to have kind of an extended patio with the pavers and the pea, and not have to keep pulling out the grass.
I got you. The rub here is that it's leachable, that it's soluble, and it ain't going to stay in place for you real well. I think that you could do it. I don't know how much to tell you is the problem. You could do it with sulfur. You could do it with borax. You could do it with borates that we use inside the house, for flea control. But I'd tend to lean more toward just trying to dig it all out, filling it with the pea gravel if that's what you're going to use, or decomposed granite or whatever you're going to use, and then just on a regular basis spray vinegar spray or something like that and keep it knocked back rather than trying to put a chemical in there that's going to keep it away.
This is like Boratime or something,
Yeah, but there's boron in it, though. That's where the name comes from, and the boron is what's leachable, what's soluble.
Okay.
You see my fear? I think your idea will work, but it's going to leach down, and if you put too much, it's going to kill some tree roots that might be coming over into that area and all that kind of thing. If you try it, just keep some notes on what you use, and we'll, pass on what you discover to other people.
You don't like landscape fabric for...
I don't think it works. I don't think it does any good. I think weeds grow right through it. I've used photographs of Central Expressway in Dallas where they spent, millions of dollars on landscaping. They put fabric under all the beds, and they had to go in and spray Roundup and kill everything and start all over because weeds came through like crazy. So I just think the money is not worth it, and it really doesn't work that well. I tell you what will work, and we use this under decomposed granite walkways and driveways and things too, is caliche. You can buy caliche from the sand and gravel company. They'll normally have some of it in stake. It's just white powdered limestone is what it is, native limestone. Put it in the base, pack it really well, put your pea gravel or decomposed granite or bark or whatever you're going to use on top of that, and it functions as a physical barrier for weeds getting started as well as anything.
Okay, I'll try that then.
Okie doke.
All right.
Keep me posted.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Let's go to Canton, Texas. Talk to Kim. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Dr. Garrett. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. What's up?
Well, I've got a situation where we've got a fine acidic sandy loam down here, and I need to improve the pH on hay meadows and grazing pastures. And I'm looking for something that I can spray with my 500-gallon tank. So there are a lot of different options out there, and I wanted to see what your recommendation would be.
What were some of the things you were considering?
Well, some of the stuff that I've researched is calcium carbonate, calcium chloride. They also offer a chelated calcium, and then there's also something else called Mojo Lime that you can put in your sprayer and spray. So I just wanted to see what you would recommend.
Did you get a soil test and it shows that you need to have lime, you need to have more calcium?
Yes, our actual pH ranges anywhere from 4.2 to 5.2.
Right, real sandy soil.
Oh, yes, fine sandy loam, yes, sir.
I tell you what I would do. I'd contact whoever you deal with and see if you can find some soft rock phosphate or some kind of rock phosphate. And it has a lot of calcium in it as well.
Okay.
And I think that combination is something I would personally put out either in a liquid or in a dry form. And if you buy calcium, probably the least expensive way to go is to buy what's called high calcium lime. And the high calcium lime is mostly limestone. It has very little magnesium. If you have soil test, it'll probably show that you have plenty of magnesium.
Yes, sir.
And if that's the case, the one you want to avoid buying is the one that's commonly sold as dolomite, because dolomite has magnesium in it, which you don't need probably.
Okay.
And then the other thing I'd do, I'd make my own Garrett juice and spray it out there and do that, you know, at least once a year. I would also consider at least putting out dry molasses in your situation.
Okay, we have sprayed the liquid molasses before in order to help feed the soil microbiology.
That's
fine.
That
definitely made a difference.
Yeah, that's fine. If you've done that,
you
don't.
Now, as far as the Garrett juice, just mix it up so I can put it in the 500-gallon sprayer, and how much would I put out per acre?
Well, if you mix it, if you go to our website, we've got there how to make it for homeowners to use, a gallon at a time, and we've also got the concentrated mixture there as well. Go there and take a look at that. You can put it out anywhere from, 5 gallons an acre to quite a bit more than that. It's an economic decision to make. But take a look at what we've got on the website there, and I think it'll give you the information you need.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Dr. Garrett. I appreciate you.
Appreciate the call. Thanks, Kim.
Bye-bye.
Let's go. Well, telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here's Harry in Chicago. And heard from Chicago in a while. What's going on, Harry?
Well, how are you, Mr. Garrett? I'm very glad that you was able to take my call.
Sure.
What it is basically I suffer from hypertension, and I've been using garlic to control my blood pressure.
Good.
So what I want to do is I want to find out if there is if there are different strains of garlic, because I would like to use the most potent garlic that I could get, and I would like to grow that at my home in my garden. So this is basically what my question is. Is there different strains of garlic that are more potent that I could get some, and then I would be able to grow some off of my off of that garlic and be able to have the best, the strongest.
I tell you what, that's a good question, Harry. I think what I'd recommend to you is to plant a variety of, the serpent-headed garlic, the darker colored ones, the different the different species of garlic and have a good mixture. If you did some of the elephant garlic like I have, which we're giving away, some corms of that when people join the Organic Club of America and, you know, donate to Torque. Those are my favorite as far as a mild taste, but also really powerful. But I think what you're looking for, if you had a blend, not just one species or one specific variety of garlic, if you had a blend of several different ones, that would give you a more powerful medicinal result that you're looking for. Another thing that I'd recommend to you, Harry, we've got an advertiser that I'd recommend that you take a look at their product too. It's called Kyolic, and it is an aged garlic that is incredible, and they've got all kinds of research backing up the fact that it helps with blood pressure and those sort of things.
Okay, you say the name of that product is Kyolic?
Kyolic is K-Y-O-L-I-C, I think. I'm not a very good speller. Kyolic aged garlic, and the aging is the part that's cool, that's powerful. You probably don't care about this point, but one of the things about the aged garlic is that it doesn't give you the garlic breath and sometimes indigestion that some people get from garlic. I don't mind any of that, but the colic avoids it. Let me put you on hold. If you had something else, got to run. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back after this.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product we have seen with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Ah, the pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's REG-ACTIV.
Espoma, extremely high-quality organic products, including Biotone Starter Plus, which is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizal fungi. The result, plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Espoma products are safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. truth. Vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
One thing for Harry, who called about garlic, eating garlic, and called, I think, from Chicago, another tip. I've got a paper here. I think Mercola may have put this out about probiotics lowering blood pressure. And, of course, we have a probiotic that's a supporter of the show here that I'm a huge fan of, and so is my wife, and so are all our friends from all kinds of reasons, and it's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. So that's another tip for the blood pressure kind of thing. And speaking of garlic, here is Garlic Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Howard. How's it going, buddy?
Doing well. You got anything to add to the conversation?
Absolutely. Harry's up in the Chicago area, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, he's up north high enough, he can grow hardneck garlic.
Okay.
Like our southern climate. So the variety he wants to try to grow, he can get from Fillory Farm or Southern Exposure Seed Exchange, a couple of different sources. He's looking for a variety of porcelain garlic called Music. M-U-S-I-C, music.
Music, M-U-S-I-C, music garlic.
Correct.
Okay, the hardneck garlics have the best research saying that they've got a better effect on blood pressure.
This particular variety of porcelains have large cloves in a single row, not like the softneck artichoke we see down here in the South. It's only a single row of cloves, very, you know, thumb size. 5, 6, 7 to a head, but it's shown, research has shown it to be the highest content of the volatizing sulfur compounds, primarily allicin is the one he's looking for. What happens is these sulfur compounds, now this needs to be eaten raw and freshly crushed for the highest effect. If you're baking it, if you're drying it, losing that effect, it's raw, fresh, crushed. These sulfur compounds sometimes only last, you know, minutes to hours long before they volatilize into other chemicals. What you're looking for is that peak of freshness ingested as well as possible on a cracker with some cream cheese, mix it into some kind of, you know, dressing or sauce, but just put it in very, very last minute for the dish and then eat it and chew it thoroughly. What the what it does is it doesn't affect the heart or the blood, but it does, but it primarily dilates the capillaries, and it can significantly drop as much as 10% within the first 30 minutes.
Of course, you won't be able to be around any other people for a while, but it'll work well on the blood pressure, huh? All right. Well, thanks. I appreciate that. The hard neck garlic around here, I think I've tried to grow. I think I got some from Fillory Farms years ago, and I did not have much luck with it. But, of course, I guess it's a three-step thing. If you do have a variety, that's still going to be good from other standpoints. And the aged garlic helps, and then this hard-neck garlic, if you do it and do it like you just described, it would give you the best of all worlds.
I've tried the Kyolic. It's a fabulous product. I have nothing to say bad about it. People who don't have the gardening abilities that I have with garlic availability, I eat a lot of garlic, so the Kyolic didn't improve my situation very much. But for people that don't ingest a lot, that's a fabulous way for them to get a quality product, absolutely. But if Harry's trying to grow something very specific for blood pressure control, the porcelain variety of music is research the way to go. But look at that. Do some Google research. There's lots of information. You see Davis in California has got a lot on their website.
Mike, as always, appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Love your show. Talk to you later.
See you soon. Our friend Garlic Mike, where I got my start of the elephant garlic that is, I don't know if it helps medicinally as much as other things, but it is a great tasting. I put it in my eggs. I got away from that for a while, but I started doing it, putting in my scrambled eggs in the morning, and man, is it good. Really good. Here's Emmy in Arkansas somewhere. Hi, Emmy.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I've got a question about thornless blackberries. I was given some of those plants, and I was wondering, do I need to do anything to the soil, and also, how do I prune those?
Well, they're brand new plants that you have in your hand now that haven't been planted. Is that what we're dealing with?
She actually dug them where her blackberries bent over, and the tips of them, she was cleaning out her middle rows.
Okay.
And that's where the plants came from.
Okay. Well, blackberries are pretty easy to grow. That's the good news. And so all you need to have, other than just the native soil, is my regular bed preparation that I recommend for landscaping and vegetable gardens and everything. So mix into the native soil, compost, rock minerals like lava sand. Lava sand is the most important of all of the rock minerals, in my opinion. And the sugars are cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal, and dry molasses. If you put some azomite and some other rock minerals in there, it'll make it even better. You till it into the soil 8 inches to 10 inches, plant those cuttings that you've got, and you probably won't lose one of them. You probably have 100% success, and don't do any pruning on it now at all. Just let them get started growing, and then you can start managing with better pruning later after they get going with their growth.
Well, they were cut back when I got them to approximately a foot to a foot and a half high.
Well, that's fine. Just leave that part there. Put them in the ground about the depth they were in the ground, and they'll do fine. They'll root without any trouble. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else, because I got to run. A little break, and then we'll get into the third hour. I'm Howard Garrett. It's 866-444-3478.